I need you to stay put so you can tell them I got me a hostage. So if anybody comes after me or tries to stop me, I'll hurt the dimwit real bad. You hear?
No, Collier, she begged. Not in there. I promise I won't leave. I'll stay right here.
I can't trust nobody now. Keeping a tight hold on her, he fumbled with a bolted door, opened it, and then shoved her roughly inside. The door slammed shut, and she heard the padlock click. She caught the sound of Althea's crying and calling her name, and managed to get hold of herself. If she listened closely, she could tell the direction of his escape. Toward the woods on the far side of the road, it seemed. But in the oven-like tool shed, filled with acrid odors of oil and grease, how could she trust her own senses? He might have taken her up into the hills behind the house. On her feet now, she shoved her body against the door several times, but succeeded only in knocking the wind out of her. The shed was brick, but the door and its frame were of wood, old wood. Groping around for something to use to pound on the door, her hands met with a curtain of sticky cobwebs. When she located a long wooden handle that turned out to be a shovel, she used it to hit at the door. That, too, was useless. She could no longer hear Althea's cries. That terrified her more than the pitiful crying. Thoroughly fatigued now, she sat down on the cool floor to wait. She mustn't panic. It couldn't be much longer before the Garwoods returned and Althea would be rescued. She hoped it wouldn't be too late. Then she heard a faint cry in the distance. She strained to hear. It was a wail like that of a wounded animal. She jumped to her feet again. She had to get out. Now that her eyes were accustomed to the dark, aided by open vents near the ceiling that let in dim moonlight, she spied a sledgehammer. If only she could lift it. Straining at its weight, she groaned in an attempt to swing at the door near the point where the latch was situated. Nothing. Again came the eerie, wailing cry. If Collier had heard Althea, she'd see to it he was put away forever. It was the third swing of the heavy tool that finally loosened the latch and set her free. Instantly she was out and running, stumbling up the rutted drive, across the road and into the woods, following the sounds of the cries. Now she knew it wasn't Althea who was hurt. "Please help! Somebody help me!" It was Collier.